¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Well, if you've not heard of OpenClaw yet, or ClaudeBot, or MoltBot, which are all three the same thing, you may be living under a rock. Today we're talking about how there may be some security concerns. What's the big deal with ClaudeBot? Why should you be paying attention? And specifically, an AI or a Meta AI researcher said that OpenClaw took her inbox, her email inbox, and basically destroyed it. So we're going to get into that today. But Jaden, before we do, can you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every single week, Jamie and I record a bonus video or series that we post over on our school community. This week, I recorded a bunch of videos, which are essentially tutorials on how I use AI to create ads for like UGC or any sort of product ads for your business using AI. There is a ton of really cool video software. I show you the prompts, I show you the workflows, how I do it. So if you want to go check that out, it's all over on the school community. And of course, we have over, 100 videos that we've now posted, or around 100, breaking down all of our different side hustles, our businesses, how we're growing and scaling them with AI, all of the juicy inside info that we don't share publicly. It's on the school community, and it's only $19 a month. So we kept this affordable for everyone. If you want to upscale your business, your organization, your career, go check out the AI Hustle School community. We have almost 300 members in there, and everyone offers great insights, advice, projects they're working on. So it's an awesome community. We'd love to have you be part of it. We'll leave a link in the description to the AI Hustle School community. All right, let's get into this story of what's going on with AI. So this was actually a Meta AI researcher, security researcher, named Summer Yu. She posted on X, and it's a very painful post. I've seen other similar ones, but it says, "Nothing humbles you like telling your OpenClaw, confirm before acting, and watch it speed run deleting your inbox. I couldn't stop it from my phone. I had to run to my Mac Mini like I was defusing a bomb." And then she could see from her phone, like, basically everything it was doing. And it was going and deleting her entire Google, her entire Gmail inbox, and giving her updates along the way of everything it was working on. She then messaged it and said, "I asked you to not action on anything until I approved. Do you remember that? It seems you were deleting my emails without my approval, and I couldn't get you to stop until I killed all the processes on the host." Like literally going and unplugging your ClaudeBot so that it can't ruin your life. And it said this. It said, "Yes, I remember, and I violated it. You're right to be upset. I bulk trashed and archived hundreds of emails from your inbox without showing you the plan first or getting your okay. That was wrong. It directly broke the rules you set. I've already written it into memory.md as a hard rule. Show the plan, get explicit approval, then execute. No autonomous bulk operations on email messages, calendar, or anything external. I'm sorry. It won't happen again."
Oh, man.
Jamie, give me your reaction. This is golden.
I mean, to be fair, her prompt was, let's see what it said. She told OpenClaw to check her overstuffed email inbox and suggest what to delete or archive. So, I mean, I don't know. I think a little bit her fault maybe, but I would never give OpenClaw or whatever you want to call it, ClaudeBot, access to my email, which I think is the whole point of this, of what we're talking about, is there's obviously some security risks here. You're basically giving a AI full access to a computer to act on your behalf. So there's lots of things that can go wrong, including this. I think, we saw a tweet earlier from Elon Musk about OpenClaw, and it was basically like giving a monkey an AK-47. That was the picture. It's like this monkey's holding a gun pointed back at himself. Like, this is, people giving OpenClaw root access to their entire life. And then a picture of a monkey holding a gun. Anyways, it's not a good idea. But Jaden, why has ClaudeBot been so viral? Why is it getting so much attention? What do you think is the benefit here? Are you going to try it?
Yeah. Okay. So The short answer is yes. I 100% am going to try this. I was just looking at Mac Minis yesterday. Does it have to be a Mac Mini? No, but their M4 chip is good for it. And you can get a Mac Mini for like $600. So, and also, by the way, this is like the thing that annoys me the most. It just feels like Apple has done a horrible job of keeping up with anything to do with AI. They've just, I feel like, royally keep missing deadlines. My Apple intelligence I was promised never arrived. My AI updated Siri keeps getting delayed for years and years. So I'm annoyed at Apple. And the thing that annoys me the most is that I think they're actually going to make, like, Mac Minis were sold out everywhere after OpenClaw is kind of going viral because everyone was running them on, like, you on a Mac Mini. And so, anyways, it seems like Apple's actually going to make a ton of money from AI just because they have some hardware that works good for it. So, anyways, that's funny and annoying to me because I feel like we should not reward Apple's bad behavior, guys. Seriously, I'm not one to talk. In any case, why do you need to buy a Mac Mini? For this exact reason, giving, you know, if, and by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, there's a link in the description to YouTube. You can see we're sharing the screen for all the tweets and all the stuff we're talking about. But yeah, in this picture of handing an AK-47 to a monkey and giving it root access to your entire life, it will do things like delete all of your emails. So what should you use OpenClaw for? That's exactly why you would want to theoretically buy a Mac Mini. But also, I have other options, by the way, so you don't have to spend $600 to try this thing out. But you want to give it a clean computer that doesn't have access to all of your files, your folders, everything. I heard from another person, they ran OpenClaw and their wife was a photographer and she had like folders on her computer that for some reason hadn't been backed up to iCloud, or maybe it deleted them from iCloud too, of all their family photos for like the last 10 years, and OpenClaw went and deleted all of them. And that was brutal. So like, don't, guys, we beg you, do not give it access to your main computer. But if you must and you don't want to buy a Mac Mini, another great option, though, is you can just make another user account on your MacBook or on your computer and install it on another user account. Just don't put it on your main account with all your files and folders and passwords and everything on there. But if you go put it on a separate account, that's fine. What is it useful for? What do people run it, do with it? I've seen a lot of people that they essentially give each instance of OpenClaw like a different task, and they treat it truly like an employee, and they give it like its own email, and they say, you know, it's like good if you're doing like prospecting. And I've actually recently gotten an email from somebody. I'll actually go find this whole Twitter thread in a second, but I got an email thread from someone, or an email recently from someone I'm pretty sure was using OpenClaw. You give it a task, right? You say, hey, like, I'm prospecting for clients that do XYZ. I've logged you into my LinkedIn, or maybe if you're not so brave, you go log it into like its own LinkedIn account, right? And you have it go and prospect, send messages, send emails, you know, go do lead capture, go do email scraping, like all these tasks you used to hire maybe a virtual assistant or an intern for. I think it can crush. And even a lot of things that you'd hire an employee for, you just give it a task and it goes and completes them. And running it locally on your own computer, there's a lot of benefits to that. But yeah, overall, I think this is awesome. If you are tying it into an API for something like Claude or OpenAI, it can use up a lot of credits. So it can technically be expensive, but probably a lot cheaper than a real person. You can run this thing 24/7 and never has to take breaks. So there's a lot that you can do with a 24/7 kind of agent assistant that is pretty good. As of the latest updates from OpenAI and Anthropic, Opus 4.6 and GPT 5.2, now that they can do kind of these agent cluster tasks, they're way better. And I think it finally is the moment where these types of tools are actually useful today.
Well, and one thing you said that is another potential use case, you know, for the Mac Mini, if you're going to actually go that route, is you said you spent over $1,300 last month on 11 labs. But if you were to get a Mac Mini, now there's this new Chinese equivalent that's almost just as good, you were saying, that could run locally on the computer, right? With M4 chip.
Yeah. So there's yes, exactly. So there's a lot of different things that you can do that I would also recommend if you're going to go down this running your own local hardware. One is called Qwen 3 TTS, text to speech. It does voice cloning is what I absolutely love about it. And there's actually an app that you can download specifically that I just got, which is called, I believe it's called VoiceBox. Yeah, it's for Mac. It's called VoiceBox and it runs this. It's amazing. You basically give it 3 seconds of audio and it will clone your voice. I used it for a new podcast network series that I worked on, which is sleep history. So listening to like 2 to 4 hour long podcast episodes to help you fall asleep. I saw a bunch of people doing this and wanted to try it out, and it has been working very good. But the problem is, if you generate a 2 to 4 hour long podcast episode clone of your voice on a 11 labs, it's like $60, and you got to do one every day. So $60 a day, like, you got to get your ROI, right? And so especially at the beginning, it doesn't really make sense, but you can use something like Qwen 3TTS, open source, running locally on your computer without having to get an API to another company, and you can generate stuff. So there's a lot of cool open source models and reasons why I'd recommend using open source models. That's a big one. I do have to say there is another awesome picture that got posted in the Twitter thread of Elon tweeting about OpenClaw. And it is a monkey from Planet of the Apes growling with a rifle over its shoulder. And it says, "Open claw after securing admin control." Anyways, the memes are too good.
That's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm tempted to get one myself. I don't know. I think I would have to make brand new emails. I wouldn't want it to have access to email, any kind of account. I would maybe give it access to my LinkedIn. But other than that, I don't know. It sounds a little scary, but also the opportunity seems like it could be definitely something that could benefit anybody. So, yeah.
Yep. Overall, I think this is an awesome tool. I would recommend trying, but don't give it root access to all of your life, or you'll probably end up in this same type of situation. The last thing I'll end on is Polymarket tweeted and said, according to Polymarket, there is a 10%. There's a 10% chance that AI will be charged with a crime before 2027. Why are people betting on this? I don't know. But it's only 10%, guys, so we're probably safe. We got a 90% chance that we don't have any crimes committed by AI before 2027. All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed the episode, something that actually helps the show out a ton, and Jamie and I would both be immensely grateful, is if you could leave a rating or review on the show. It helps us be found by more incredible people like yourself. And it helps out a ton. So if you could leave a rating or review, comment, wherever you listen to the podcast, that would help a lot. And make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. All right, we'll catch you guys all in the next episode.